There's a dead guy in my apartment, on the floor, my downtown, my studio apartment. Next to my single bed, there is a dead guy. It's a guy I know. His name is not important, or at least it wasn't important just a few hours earlier when he was alive. I never much cared for this guy. An annoying loudmouth. A real know-it-all. In the couple of years that I've known him, I found it so easy and so simple to hate him. So I've never showed him any patience. I've always avoided this guy, but now he's a dead guy on my floor. I'm finding it difficult to ignore him. But finally, for once, he's not running his mouth. Also, for the first time, I'm actually looking at his face. In death, it looks less distressed. The deep carved lines on his forehead, they're finally relaxed. He looks less anxious. Death has made him appear 10 years younger than he ever did alive, a compliment he'll never hear. The crow's feet around his mouth, they're stained yellow from cigarettes. He chain smoked like a mental patient. And in his dirty t-shirt pocket, I spy a half a pack of Camels. A few hours earlier, he was bumming cigarettes off of me. What a pile. Always manipulating, lying, hustling, constantly lying. Petty thief. Never look you in the eyes. And the belt around his worn jeans are strained with these makeshift holes punched in to fit his thinning waist, just like mine. A few years ago, back from right now, I was in a hospital. It was a detox unit in New York. My roommate there, he was a crackhead, and on visitor's day, he ran away. From the window, I had watched him darting across the parking lot with his suitcase and stupid girlfriend running full speed to her car. Running like somebody was chasing him. Dumb shit. Hey, nobody cares if you leave the hospital. Nobody cares. I hoped that he smoked enough crack until he felt like nobody actually cared. 2 hours later, my new roommate in the detox, another crackhead, a 75-year-old black gentleman from Kentucky. He asked me why I was in detox, and when I told him why I was in detox, he cocked his head to one side and he said to me, "What? You hair on? God damn it, son, hair on?" He actually yelled at me, like we had known each other for years. And for 20 minutes, a 75-year-old crackhead lectured me about how I was making a big mistake in my life.